Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. We connect with her every Thursday just before the paper comes out so you can find out what's going to be in it today. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. And with this heat, we just have to ask one question. Are you original or extra crispy?
Well, if you mean in the heat, extra crispy. And I suppose if you mean at KFC, same. So I suppose it's same in both directions. We've got an official, actually, now. It is the Chappie James Jr. Memorial Bridge. Not just Three Mile Bridge, even though we kind of call it both, right?
I have been calling it the Chappie James Bridge since they originally talked about it. I thought it was already a done deal. However, they made it official. They've actually broken the ground, you know, for the visitor center or for the memorial that they're going to have there, and the signs are going up. So now I guess I was a little bit premature, but now it is actually the Chappie James Bridge.
You know,
so we're so excited because his legacy is incredible.
That's right. No, I mean, look, if you don't have a video, it didn't happen. And if you don't have an ugly blue 70s Padres colors brown and gold sign from FDOT, it's not a real name, right?
Apparently, that's what makes it official.
That's exactly what makes it a real thing. Some kind of a drink refill stations or something in the breeze. What's going on here?
Well, especially on a day like today, if you're out playing tennis or you're playing volleyball or you're enjoying the park at Shoreline Park, you can bring your own reusable cup and go up to a water refill station. There are three that just got installed into that area. Two are by the tennis courts, one is by the sand beach volleyball courts. This was provided by a grant that was applied for by Ocean Hour. Sharon Jankowskis was one of the founders of Ocean Hour, and they're the groups that organize these cleanups. They pick up trash by the side of the road in parks and different places around Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, even in Pace. Anyway, they thought it'd be great to get rid of some of the water bottle refuse. So they wanted to make it so eco-friendly so you could go get a drink, bring your own water bottle.
Nice.
No more trash going in the landfill or in the ditches or wherever else. So these have all been installed. It was a grant provided by Gulf Breeze Will Do.
Oh, great.
That organization is a woman's organization, been around since around 2015. And they give out grants of $1,000 to $10,000. And so they applied for a grant, got $7,000-something to put in these three refill stations. And so it's another way that our community is helping each other to improve the community.
No,
so
that's great. And I know you're a big advocate for Will Do, sort of the micro grant version of Impact 100, which is wonderful. I love the stuff that you talk about all the time with them, and that's great. And also, like you say, Ocean Hour, who cleans up the junk, if they can create something that's going to prevent some of the junk from being made in the first place, hey, that's a win all around. I love it. School is starting soon, and there's some things to be hammered out?
Yeah, well, we only have two more issues of Gulf Breeze News before school starts because it starts on the 10th.
So quick.
So we only really have two more issues. So anyone who is, you know, wanting to, you know, talk about their after-school programs or any kind of things that go along with that, it's time to get that stuff together. You know, it seems like we just started summer, but it really is almost over for our summer break, guys.
Yeah, no, it's
so we
it's
really have
so
to get
fast.
Really thinking about it.
What is
it is.
What is a pig on the loose? What does that mean?
Well, there is it looks like it's someone's pet pig, and it is like I don't know all my pigs, but it's like a smaller version, maybe a potbelly pig, not sure. Looks a little bit bigger than that. Anyway, it showed up. It was found wandering around Plantation Hill neighborhood, also in the vicinity of the Andrews Institute. Then it started just taking up residence on the grounds of St. Francis of Assisi Church, which is where they also have the senior center. And so it's just hanging out there. They've tried multiple times to find the owner. No one has come forward saying they're missing a pig. They have also tried to catch it, and it's very, it does not want to be caught. It's very
crafty.
Happy, apparently. Happy as a pig over at St. Francis. So we have put it all over Facebook. Everyone who's looking, trying to find the owner, or there's other people who said, look, I'll take it if we can catch it, but can't seem to catch it. So it's just hanging out over there. It doesn't seem to be causing a problem for anyone.
Well, so, that sounds like some radiant, terrific, humble pig is what it sounds like to me. So just maybe need to get Charlotte involved in catching this Wilbur. Hang on for just a second. Before we get back to you, Lisa, let's get to Canyon with traffic on the fives.
Man,
come on.
Okay.
It's happening.
Well, Fairfield is backed up, of course, as they're working construction. They're working on the utility poles. This is east of Pace if you're going to Fairfield eastbound, of course, because it goes down to one lane. And it's backed up. It looks like almost a W, and it usually is this time of day because of that. I-110 northbound at mile marker 5 showing a vehicle crash but not showing a roadblock. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks
also,
so much.
Try cat food for that pig. That's how we catch the one right. In our town. Yeah, it goes our neighbors.
Pig catcher.
They love cat food. I'm serious. Yeah, they drag out dog food and cat food. And
I'm learning all kinds
trail.
Of things about you today. Sweater thief, pig catcher.
I don't
steal. You know it all.
At least I'll talk to you later about
all right,
that.
So,
I'm not a thief.
back to Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, but the county decided to reassure the shore fishermen in Navarre that they weren't going to actually be changing any of the regulations and certainly wouldn't do so without consulting them in the future, right?
Well, it was sort of an uproar, but it turns out that the county administrator, Devan Cook, said, hey, you know what? I did it. I didn't realize that I couldn't put up these signs. I should have asked before I did it, but I put up some signs that said no shark fishing. That's what sparked this whole thing. And he was, very apologetic. He said, I really didn't know that there was not a regulation against it. So he's, he took responsibility, and hopefully this whole thing will blow over, but there will be no ban on any kind of fishing, apparently, from the shore and on Navarre Beach.
Yeah, I think he, in consultation with Tom Danheiser, had thought he was working within the rules, and I think he probably was within his authority to do it, and I think they had ordered the signs. I don't think they were put up. But, yeah, the shark fishermen and the shoreline fishermen all got very worked up about this, and then they wind up passing a resolution that, in my opinion, does nothing, because all it says is, well, we're not going to make any new rules. Well, the board could come back and change their mind with 3 votes later. So it's kind of like reassuring to people but not really accomplishing anything. I don't know. I thought it was fair for them to be upset, but just kind of an overblown sort of thing. You also have what else? You got the land development code. Good Lord. We are still.
Oh, yeah.
Again. Yeah. Oh, my God. But look, it has to be done, right?
Well, they're talking about all kinds of things now, not just the clear cutting and some of the things that people have been really asking for. They're talking about this resolution that Kelton Wright had asked for, which would relax the rules on how far apart you have to be from a liquor establishment to a church or a school on Highway 98, because there's very little room to put anything.
Right.
On Highway 98. So the people in the north end, of course, are very upset over that, and they don't want those rules to be changed. They want to see the same rules apply to the north end and the south end. We also have talks about RVs and where you can put an RV on land.
Yeah.
Also, billboards. They're just really kind of talking about everything, and just, it's just a very wide-ranging topic on this land development code. And Chris is still working on that.
Yeah,
so
the billboard rules are fascinating. It was really interesting to hear Sam Parker talk about that the other day. It's a problem if you don't regulate it, and then is the regulation fair to everybody? These are all good questions. In the paper, you've also got SpongeBob at PSC, Legally Blonde at PLT, Tiger Point Sports Association, and Splash coming in August. All good stuff. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. As always, Lisa, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.